There's a benefit concert happening tonight at Carleton University, and it's called Rebuilding Our Humanity. And the content of the concert is amazing. It starts with some music inspired by refugee children, and also inspired by dedicated to the victims of rape and murder of Indigenous women and girls in Canada whose lives remain unaccounted for. Here to talk about tonight's benefit concert, Rebuilding Our Humanity, is the artistic director, Elizabeth Carmack. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
So tell me a little bit about where this sort of came together for the benefit for tonight.
Okay, so my work, I've been working with the Cambridge Music Conference now for some years, and my particular interest developed in the difficulty of genocide and specifically linguicide in Canada when I was studying last year for a degree in applied linguistics. And there's been quite a lot of discussion of genocide at the conference this week. Wendy Charbonneau is a Squamish elder whom I met in Vancouver. I live on Squamish territory in North Vancouver, and Simon Fraser University, where I work teaching academic writing, will be starting a language revitalization program for the Squamish Nation in September. However, because of my work with the Cambridge Music Conference, which is dedicated to music and healing, I wanted to take up my relationship to redressing an aspect of linguicide in Canada at a much deeper level, and hence commissioned Wendy to write or to compose, if possible, this new work. She has shamanic qualities about her. Her works in the past have been inspired out of what I would call an auditory visionary capacity, which means that the ancestors speak to her directly, and she hears the language and music, but the language of the Squamish elder speaking to her directly. However, because of her residential schooling, she herself cannot understand the language and the terms given to her, so she then has to go to the half dozen members of her community who speak the Squamish language, Lucille Nicholson being one of them, a relative of hers. And so the songs evolve. And so it was somewhat of a risk. I wasn't sure when I approached her whether she would be able to capture the spirit of this atrocity or this cultural calamity in Canada. However, she was blessed, and we've been blessed with a new commission that obviously allows the victims of the Indigenous women to speak through the music. And we feel the presence of her and these women on the stage at the same time. She's a conduit, bringing the suffering of the dead women to bear through the music.
Now, are there lyrics in the music, or is this just music?
No. For example, the text, "Women Are Gone," came to her distinctly. It's the text that the ancestors speak to her through her auditory visionary capacities. So she hears the language and she writes it down. You could say it's somewhat mediumistic, but from an anthropological, linguistic point of view, this capacity that she possesses is understood as an auditory visionary capacity. It's quite, in the past, for Indigenous peoples, it was a way of bringing their spirituality into being and bringing healing into being in their cultures.
Wow, and this is going to be the premiere.
Opening.
Yeah.
Yes, this is the premiere. What's interesting for me is to see the timing that the actual work came into being during the first phase of the Liberal government's development of their Missing Women's Tribunal that started back in January, where they started to listen to the different communities who have suffered loss and sense of injustice because of the murders of now, the indigenous women and girls.
Now, is this music part of the healing process?
Yes, I've approached the Minister of Justice about the possibility of this particular piece being an example that could be used for different indigenous communities across the nation. And I received a very positive acknowledgement from the Minister of Justice. And I quote, "The Enquirer is not just important for the protection of indigenous women and girls in the future, but is vital to acknowledging the tragic losses that have already occurred and to honoring the memories of the friends and family members that we have lost. The Enquirer will play as a first step on the path towards the Government of Canada's commitment to a renewed nation-to-nation relationship with Indigenous peoples and reconciliation. And in this light, I admire the work of Squamish Elder Wendy Charbonneau in recognizing this important issue." So I'd hoped simply to work and create a dialogue. My idiom is usually Western music, and so this was the first opportunity for me to have a face-to-face dialogue with Indigenous culture, Indigenous language, and Indigenous song. And so, but it corresponded with this particular development in the Canadian government. I had the idea for the commission before the Liberal government came into power, but because they did, and this has been an important platform of their own need for redress, and I've been grateful to have this dialogue.
Now, has the Wendy Charbonneau, has she spoken to you about what the process was like for her?
Yes, absolutely. She's offered another piece of her music called Echoes of Peace that I chose, in which she talks about the development of composition. And it starts with, first of all, there's a period of prayer where the ancestors are called upon and approached. And for a period of time, there was silence. She said she felt the ancestors very close, but they didn't speak. And then we had a series of workshops together with a Western musician, Ginny Shaw, who's also featured on tonight's program, the end of January. And then in that context of creative and cultural work together, the three of us, Wendy then was able to hear the ancestors during that period of work together, and in the course of 3 days and nights heard the voices and wrote down the text, and then went to her relatives who are still fluent in Squamish, and brought daily the results of her auditory visionary experiences. Some she had in conscious awareness, in her waking consciousness, and others she experiences in the dead of night, in a dream state consciousness.
Mm. Wow. Well, people will be able to get the first look and listen to this this evening at the concert.
Right.
That's called Rebuilding Our Humanity. Elizabeth, we'll also post a link on our Facebook page to any information that people need about the location. It's at Carleton University at the Kailash Mitel Theatre, and all the ticket information, etc.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.